"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This show is now on from 1 to 4. So if you cannot listen live, we think you should, but if you can't, you can always go to the podcast. Use the iHeartRadio app or the website, KFIAM640.com.
Or listen to it again. Because it was
That's
so
a good,
good.
Idea. Because so you good. May have missed something. People watch movies over and over.
Sure.
Right?
Just, you know, loop it in your...
This is like watching Lord of the Rings. Just keep listening.
Yeah.
The Moist Line is returning on Friday. We hope to have a bigger turnout than we had last week with the...
Well, we had a turnout last week. It's just...
You know, part of the turnout was not going to make the cut. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And you can use the iHeartRadio app. The talkback thing is indicated by the microphone. In an hour, we'll talk about that fiasco with the FAA and the computer breakdown that resulted in a ground halt on all flights around the country for hours overnight. And
that's
a mess in air travel.
That is inexcusable.
Apparently, it's antiquated. What a surprise. A government system that's antiquated.
Yeah. How many trillions of dollars a year in taxes? and they don't have an upgraded aviation system?
Yeah, it's like a pilot notification system.
Yeah,
so the pilots know that the runways are good and stuff like that.
And the pilots load their maps. So they know where they're going.
Listen to this. 300 inches of snow so far this season at California ski resorts. 300 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Mammoth has a season snowfall total of 310 inches at the main lodge, 419 inches at the summit. Can you even ski through that? Or
people's
would that be...
homes are covered over by the snow up there.
Yeah.
We have friends who have a house up there. And 1 year, it was like that. The snow was so high, our kids were able to climb onto the roof of the house because the snow level was up to the roof. It was the coolest thing.
Well, the drought's not over, so please conserve. Just had to throw that in. Before the Times does.
Oh, no, I read the other day, they go, well, you know, the underwater aquifers haven't refilled adequately yet.
And the problem is if you get all the water at once, well, there's nowhere to store it, we have to let it run off, so therefore we're still short. We have to have it spaced out perfectly for me to stop talking about this.
You know, I'm going to say this every time for the rest of this rainy season, 80% of the rain here in Southern California goes out into the ocean because we have stupid people in government for decades who never built water collection and storage infrastructure. And it wouldn't take much to do if they had done it all along for the past 50 years. But they haven't done anything. And all those governors and all those legislators we had, especially the recent ones, idiots like Newsom, Brown, Schwarzenegger, Gray Davis. I don't know if Pete Wilson or George Dukmejian did anything, but it's inexcusable that we don't have water collection. Because I looked at the precipitation totals for the last 150 years. And this is constant boom and bust when it comes to rain. Ignore all the screaming you hear about the climate change, all the atmospheric rivers like we've never seen. That is a load of horse crap. This, for they've got records going back to 1877. You could go look it up yourself, and you will see this is a constant rise and fall. You have years where there's 20 to 40 inches of rain, and then you have years in the low single digits. That's the way it's always worked in California. There is no climate change going on. This is the same thing we've experienced all our lives here in California. And statistically, you just have to look at one stat sheet of the annual precipitation, and you could see that.
Like everything else, it's all mismanaged, isn't it?
It is. It is. The first settlers, you know, that came here in the 1800s saw that some years was tremendous rainfall and some years was very dry. And the drought could go on for several years. The rainfall, you might get two bad years in a row, usually not more than that. And so what do? You collect it when it rains. They refuse to do it. It's like that homeless thing we were talking with Tracy Park. All right, they're getting the homeless off the streets now on certain blocks and putting them in motels. That could have been done last year or 3 years ago. They simply didn't do it. And it's the same thing with building water collection and storage. You could do it. It works. They just didn't.
Don't they do this in other states? You would think, although they have more rain than we do on average. A lot of the states do, but I'm sure they have better water collection systems than we do.
Some governments do their jobs. California is one of the worst in the nation at doing anything efficiently. We'll have another story later. You're not going to believe how much the budget increased in just the last 10 years.
Yeah.
The budget increase is tremendous.
Newsom plans to set aside $202 million for flood safety investments. Well, you're right. And he's talking about asking the federal government for money. He's telling everybody, and it's not going to affect us as much. We're going to get some rain again this weekend, but up north, they're going to get some big storms. I don't know if they're going to be as big as what just happened yesterday. But he's already appealing to the federal government for money. And that's obviously from some of the storm damage.
You could
also consider some storage ideas.
We had a winter like this in 2005. We had one in 1998. We had one in 1993. And that's just the ones that I remember. And then I checked. And, yeah, the statistics bear that out. They had one in the early 80s, I think 1982. They had a couple in the 1970s. It all, and then in between, there were droughts. When I moved here, we were coming off like a five-year drought. The house we bought had these ugly drought-resistant cactus plants. That the lady had won an award for from the city. I'm here like 2 years, less than 2 years, bought our first house, and it's like, what is this ugly cactus lawn? Well, it won an award from the city for drought-resistant. It's like, what are you talking about? Nothing has changed since the recorded records began in the 1870s in California. Nothing.
Have you seen these pictures of a town? I'd never heard of it. Planada. 4,000 people just east of Merced. The whole thing is underwater. The pictures are stunning. There's just flooding everywhere in this town. They only have, I guess, 4,000 people. But most of them have evacuated. They can't seem to, and they're trying to wait for the water to recede. But right now, it's impossible to even live there.
That probably was a place a town should never have been built. In fact, I read...
There's no drainage?
I read today, I think it was somewhere in the... I don't remember where I read it. But they said the whole idea that, well, these storms powered by climate change are getting worse and more costly every year, billions of dollars.
Yes.
And somebody in the National Review pointed out, no, the cost of a storm depends on what we build in a risky area. We build more and more expensive housing along coastal beaches. So as the expense of the housing goes up, the value of the housing goes up, a storm is going to cost more this year than it did 15 years ago.
Well, because people want to live near water, which is flooding, or they want to live in these remote areas with all the wood forest around them, and that's the fire problem.
My point is, though, that the storm isn't worse. It's that we have more expensive buildings in the way of the storm. You know, if you put twice as many expensive mansions in Malibu, you'll have double the damage from the next storm. That's what drives up the cost of storms, not the storm itself. It's what we put in its way because we're too stupid to know better. And really, that's what it is. We're too stupid to know better. It's like, yeah, everybody wants to live by the beach. Well, guess what? You can't when a storm hits. It'll
destroy. 100 years ago, nobody was talking about Montecito because Oprah wasn't living there yet.
No.
And Ellen DeGeneres and...
Flooded. You don't think we had gigantic storms 100 years ago? We just didn't have any homes in the way. So those storms didn't cost us anything.
All right. When we come back, first thing is to give you another keyword. You can win $1,000 possibly. Just listen for the word and the instructions. And then we'll talk about your natural gas prices. There was a warning last week. If you're a SoCal gas customer, boy, your bill is going to be astronomical. We've got a bit of an explanation. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Stop me if you've heard this before, but California is experiencing really high prices for natural gas. Not gasoline, which we are still very high. Natural gas prices have dropped around the world, but in California, the cost of the heating and power generation fuel remains really high. And here's the comparison. Spot natural gas prices in Southern California have this month, averaged about $19.40 per million British thermal units. That's how they're expressed in BTUs. This is roughly five times the U.S. benchmark, which is set at a pipeline junction in Louisiana called Henry Hub and is traded around $3.75 this month. That's how out of whack we are.
So natural gas is $3.75. Per BTU in the rest of the country, it's 1940 here. 375
Correct.
To 1940. Did you hear that?
Now, one of the reasons is we have had a chilly winter. People are turning on their gas more than they ordinarily would. I think the last couple of months have been really... I've been waking up some mornings, it's only 40 degrees, and I don't remember that happening that many winters in a row. That's one of the reasons.
Oh, but
however,
the overwhelming reason is... we don't produce natural gas in California. We rely on an outside pipeline to bring it, and that pipeline has been compromised for quite a while.
It has been compromised, yes. Despite California's efforts to phase out natural gas use with solar, wind, and biomass power generation, only Texas burns more gas. Two-thirds of California households are heated with gas.
Yeah.
About 30% of the gas burned in the state fuels power plants. And yes, John's right. Production in California is about half of what it was a decade ago. And gas output in the Rockies, a key supplier, has also dwindled.
So what they do is they issue laws and regulations to shut down natural gas production. And then we're the only state in the union where natural gas prices are shooting through the roof. Nobody else is at 1940.
Even Europe's doing quite well.
Well,
and that's
Europe.
Been the fear there because of what they're facing with Putin.
Yeah. So
they've had a slightly milder winter so far, but they've had moderate gas prices.
One of the things that's never discussed in an election and never covered is the complete neglect of our infrastructure for probably 50 years. I think you'd have to go back to Ronald Reagan as governor to find a time where the government was actively trying to build useful infrastructure. So we don't have enough water, and that's not the fault of climate change or drought. That's the fault of us not storing and collecting the water and distributing it properly. That's our failure as a California society. And another failure is not producing enough natural gas and building a pipeline to get it to all parts of the state. We can
do
that.
Here's the explanation. Southern California depends on something called the Permian Basin in West Texas, where big volumes of gas are produced by oil drillers. But there isn't much room to move more gas into California. Permian supplies have been crimped since August of 21, when Kinder Morgan Incorporated's 30-inch El Paso pipeline exploded in the Arizona desert, killing two people and injuring another. Since then, gas has been stranded at the West Texas trading hub, occasionally pushing the price to less than zero, meaning producers are paying to have it taken away. They expect to repair the closed pipeline, which could do a lot to get more natural gas to California in the spring.
And who knows what kind of negligence is behind that story? Why did it explode? But we have our own supply of natural gas, like we have our own supply of oil underneath, well, Bakersfield, for example. Underneath Bakersfield, there's a huge treasure trove of energy. We just don't use it. And it's stupid. And another thing is that the U.S. is actually putting out less in greenhouse gases than it did in 2005. Why? Because of the switch to natural gas. We got away from coal. We lessened our oil dependency. We leaned more on natural gas, and natural gas produces far less greenhouse gases than oil or coal. Far less.
Yeah, but remember the freak out when, and of course this is the Porter Ranch gas leak, and that was methane that went into the atmosphere, which was considered damaging, and we were amazed that California wasn't more worked up over
that. But it's all a crazy game. All right? Switching to natural gas was accomplished, and they won't let us pump more natural gas out of California. Now they're trying to take away gas ranges. But they were, the same crowd was promoting natural gas 15 years ago. This is all about government control. The government shouldn't be controlling how much gas and oil we get out of our own land. It shouldn't be deciding how we're going to cook our food.
SoCalGas is suggesting you caulk your windows, you wash your clothes in cold water, and you bundle up. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. 22 million customers, that's what they're suggesting.
Go back to living like you did 100 years ago. Use cold water.
Did you see the chart in this Wall Street Journal story about San Diego Gas and Electric? That chart of their prices? San Diego natural gas billing rate monthly, and it's again in these British thermal units. In 2022, it was hovering around $2 a British thermal unit. It's over $5 now.
Yeah, it's all self-inflicted. It's horrific mismanagement by everybody who's run the state for the last 50 years. But, you know, everybody keeps voting for the same bozos over and over again. No other state is dealing with this. Natural gas prices have gone berserk. Electricity prices are berserk. Water prices are berserk. There's shortages all over the place. California's the only state dealing with this.
They had it in three categories: the market gas price, the state mandated program costs, and the transportation costs. And what really skyrocketed was the third one. Transportation costs for San Diego Gas and Electric have skyrocketed here in 2023. And that could have something to do with the pipeline and, as we just mentioned, the whole supply problem. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. You can hear the show from 1 to 4 now. And if you missed any of the live hours, you can pick it up on the podcast. That's available at the website and also the iHeartRadio app. News this hour that guitarist Jeff Beck has died at the age of 78. Some considered him to be one of the great guitar players of all time. He apparently suddenly contracted bacterial meningitis, which took his life rather quickly. He was a member of the Yardbirds, then went on to do solo work.
Oh, that can kill you in a matter of days.
Sounds like it did.
Bacterial meningitis. That is one of the nastiest infections.
He was part of that group in the late 60s. Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, considered great rock guitarists. Let's talk now, because you mentioned it a little earlier this hour, the California deficit. Yesterday, Governor Dippity Doo, in introducing his proposed state budget, and it doesn't have to be passed till June, and it's usually a lot of dribble, did mention that there is a deficit, $22.5 billion. $100. Just a year or so ago, we had a humongous surplus, almost $100 billion. Mm. How does that happen? Katie Grimes with the California Globe says that we're going to research this. And she writes this. In June of last year, the legislature passed Newsom's $300 billion budget, the largest in state history. June of 21, it was $262.6 billion. June of 2020, it was $202 billion. So think about that. In 2 years, it grew $100 billion. It grew by half. It was $202 billion. It went up to $300 billion.
Now, to give you some perspective,
yes.
If you go back to 2011, just 12 years ago, Jerry Brown got back into office. His first budget was $98 billion. Let's call it $100. It went from $100 billion to $200 billion. It doubled in 8 years. It went up another $100 billion in 2 years.
2 years.
And this was all the fake.
Inflation?
It's all the fake money we talked about yesterday. All the excessive value in tech stocks. A lot of people cashed out and had to pay a big tax. Excessive cryptocurrency value, but people cashed out and made it real and got taxed on that too. Not to mention all the fake tens of billions of dollars that Biden was sending to the states.
And remember, and Tom McClintock taught us this, the longtime California politician, now a congressman, that the budget's only supposed to go up with regards to increases in population and inflation. Mm. Well, you know, the 110% increase in 8 years in the California state budget came when the population just went up 3 million. And in fact, the latest census numbers, the population dropped a bit.
Yeah, well,
from 40 million to 39 million.
The last 2 years, the population's going down. So how did the budget go up 50% when the population went down? Because Newsom started wasting money by the tens of billions all over the place on nonsense. And by the way, one of the first things he's cutting out of this new budget, since there's a deficit, is his stupid climate change programs. Well, if that's such an emergency, such an impending disaster, we have to meet the moment. First thing to get chopped. It shows you it's all nonsense. It is just a vehicle to try to control our lives. They're not really scared of climate change. They're not really worried. That's the first thing that gets cut. Not that that money would have done any good, because you can't control the Earth's climate. That's impossible.
No.
So where?
Yeah, last year, California Democrats praised a budget surplus of $97 billion. And now we're in a $25 billion hole. Because they turned right around and handed that out. They gave out stimulus money. They gave out inflation. Supposed to be gas relief money, right? They handed that out. And as we mentioned yesterday, they're now giving out Medicare or Medi-Cal to all, pretty much all illegal immigrants.
Yeah. So every illegal alien gets free medical care. Every one of them.
She also lays out this from Bloomberg News. It was $11.5 billion to every eligible registered vehicle owner. That was that gas relief money. $2.7 billion for emergency rental assistance. $2 billion for affordable housing production. $1.4 billion for overdue utility bills. $933 million for hospital and nursing home staff. $750 million for free public transit. And $125 million to bolster access to reproductive health services.
Except a lot of that money is all wasted. It's like if you announce billions of dollars to go for homelessness, these are all like feel-good phrases that they break down.
Yeah, you
down
don't
the
see
spending.
It, right.
But no, it actually goes into a massive bureaucracy for employee salaries largely, and benefits, and pensions. Like all the six-figure jobs that people make in the homeless industry. It doesn't go for homelessness. It goes for make-work jobs in a bureaucracy.
Yeah, you grow the government. You don't grow the economy, and you don't help people actually pay the taxes.
How the hell?
You just grow the bureaucracy.
How do you get from $100 billion to $300 billion in 11 years? How is that possible? Right under our noses, and nobody objects? Nobody objects!
Well, you've had a Democratic legislature that just wants to spend money, so it was coming in. thanks to the people that pay the taxes, the high earners and the capital gains and the markets. So they just took it and spent it and kept increasing the budget because it was coming in. 2022 wasn't a great market year, but 2020, 21, they were pretty good. And even back in 2019, these were good years. So they just took the money and spent it. That's what they do.
And then they have these permanent programs that there is no way to support them in the future because that that extra tax windfall from tech stock profits and crypto profits and Joe Biden fake money profits, that's all gone.
Yeah.
So it's not coming back anytime soon. This is a permanent change in the inflow.
And do you know the legislative analyst's office, holy mackerel, just back a few months ago was predicting that California will have a $31 billion surplus for the fiscal year 2022-23. Oh, well. Now it's a $22.5 billion deficit. Actually, they predicted that in November of 2021 because people think, oh, this is just going to continue. We're going to continue to grow and drag in money. But it's money from a very few people that holds up the state tax collections. Ridiculously
and nothing good for all. They spend well over 40% of the budget on education. We've got the worst performances by any group of students in the nation. They spend tens of billions of dollars on homelessness. We have by far more vagrants living in the street than any other state. It's just shocking how much is wasted, how little is accomplished. But keep voting for him.
After 3 o'clock, we'll check in. Alex Stone is all over, of course, the big story of the day, which was the nationwide grounding of all flights. This hasn't happened at this level since 9/11. It was because of a huge computer problem at the FAA. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, that big airline meltdown this morning was not the fault of U.S. Airlines. It was a problem at the FAA, which resulted in a ground stop on all flights. It was pretty much in the overnight hours here in California, but it did, of course, domino into the rest of the day. We'll be talking to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, all the details, but of course it goes back to an antiquated government system, the FAA. We now move to the world of language. Two stories completely from opposite universes. The USC has a School of Social Work. We know it well because of its connections to Mark Ridley Thomas, the disgraced, for now, former city councilman, and, of course, our mayor, Karen Bass.
Yeah. Yeah, the old dean of social work was giving out, I guess the bribes went both ways, huh? Like, who's bribing who here?
They both got something, right?
Yeah, Mark Ridley Thomas was sending money to USC so that his dud son could get a fake degree.
And Marilyn Flynn was pulling in contracts from the county.
Right, and then Marilyn Flynn gave Karen Bass
a scholarship.
Free
tuition.
A scholarship. And Bass, in turn, sponsored a bill that got USC federal tax money. So that's how business worked at the School of Social Work. Now they're part of the language just Gestapo again.
Yeah, USC's social work school is called the Suzanne Dworak-Peck School of Social Work. That's a tough one.
Suzanne Dworak-Peck.
They apparently are no longer using the word field in any of their curriculum.
In other words,
field, F-I-E-L-D.
Nobody can go out and do field work.
No. Or you can't say someone's in the field today. Nope. Connotations.
Does anybody know why?
Slavery.
I didn't get this when I first read it.
Oh, I did because I've seen these stories so much. But this word surprised me. No, but related to this.
Right.
Master bedroom, that thing.
See, that never. I didn't understand that either. Like, the first time I saw the stories, I saw the phrases, I didn't connect it to any kind of race issue because there is no connection.
Well, here's what the letter says. Language can be powerful, and phrases such as going into the field or field work may have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign.
Are the
immigrant workers, too. I didn't think of that.
USC alumni, are you embarrassed at all by this? USC is a laughingstock now. The word field has been banned? As if people are going to stop using that word?
Do you think it was like one person who noticed this and created an uproar in the school? Why are we using that word? It's offensive.
You know, who brought that up at a meeting? Who wrote that memo? And who's listening to it? If you're a USC donor, don't you feel embarrassed? This is what they do with your money?
This is part of their effort to acknowledge inclusion and reject white supremacy, anti-immigrant, and anti-blackness ideologies.
That's right. Because if you say today, hey, we're going to go work in the field, you're supporting white supremacist beliefs. This is so crazy.
What does it mean if you call a ball player an outfielder?
Oh, that's right. When you're out dating, can you play the field?
That would be...
Can you clear the field?
Having a field day.
Yeah, having a field day. That's right.
Twitter user said, for someone who spent more than 7 years at USC with 2 graduate degrees from this institution, I'm embarrassed at what's happening here.
Yeah, that's right. No more left fielders, right fielders, or center fielders.
Now, from the opposite side of the universe, Arkansas has a new governor. You know who it is? Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
You called her the wall when she was the Trump spokeshole.
Yeah, that's right. The Trump press secretary.
Within hours of taking office, she issued an executive order banning the term Latinx from official use in the state government. One of John's favorite words. Or Latinx. I don't know which one it is.
I don't even know.
I keep thinking of a Kleenex. Latinx. I guess it could be Latinx if you put the syllable, after L.A.
They did a poll. 97% of Hispanics rejected the word. They were insulted, in fact.
She also put out an executive order focusing on prohibiting Arkansas schools from teaching critical race theory.
Do you know why it was Latinx? Do you know what the X was supposed to be?
Something gender neutral?
Well, more than that, it was supposed to include transgenders and all the other variants.
Oh, well, that would make it gender neutral. In other words, nobody's Hispanic or Latino or Latina.
But it was more of an inclusive than just to neutralize everything. Yeah.
Right.
And most Hispanics say, I don't know, I'm a guy, I'm a woman. I want to be, we're proud of our heritage and our language. That's what I read is a lot of them say, wait a second, that's the Spanish language. That's our language. You can't change our language. What are these? Because it's mostly white people. What are these white people in universities changing our Spanish language? Who are you? There is no X.
A poll from Pew Research found that 3% of the Hispanic population uses the term.
3%.
And they're probably all in media.
Yeah.
It's all the LA Times writers.
Yeah. They're
Latino writers.
All
too.
This stuff is being pushed by freaks. Fringe people. There's no grassroots support, widespread support for this. Nobody I know talks this way. Nobody. Everybody brings this stuff up because they see it in the news and they laugh at it. Woke people are laughed and mocked all day, every day, in everybody's private home. But it's celebrated on media sites and on television. It's celebrated, but in the real world, and I guess in universities, in the faculty lounges.
All right, when we come back, Alex Stone will be our guest to report on the big meltdown of the FAA computer systems very early this morning, which resulted in a nationwide ground stop on all flights. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
And Deborah Mark is back, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.